You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on the throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty.
And I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. I welcome you to the new month. But wherever you are, just begin to pray with me. It is a new month. Lepende griantolo odoria sibrahasites. Sepeliata krihantola badus krihandarahasa. Fekutili asita lagaduri hasiatas. Sepandi griantolo grosiataya madus. Lepande griataya badosi antene madusaya. Ipali atanda bransuli ketei badus ibrahasites. Shepali antayagadori atanda vrihasola. Ipeli gedini atanda vrihasuli gabando krusiataya. Ikwendele beduri atanda vrihasola gaduasaya. Sependili atola badus. Lekundele matula badus ibrantayagadosaya. Ipiandolo godori atanda vrihasuka panda. Le krusianda lagaduri hapanda vrihasuataya. Lekundili atonda vrihasula baduri eseta. Fakus irian salabadori hatanda le pandele ke siandele koto masundaha iveli antaya gadori ya salabatuande ipeli na maduli atondo lobo sondo logo dori ataya fakus ilian tele badua sibra hataya badua saya in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, child of God, you have entered into the new month and there is nothing that you can use to acknowledge God than to just open your mouth wide and begin to bless him. There is nothing that you can use to thank God than for you to open your mouth wide and begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Begin to thank him. Begin to bless his name. You got to be gratitude. You need to be very gratitude to God. Show your gratitude to God. Lift up your voice and begin to pray with me. As we have entered into the first Sunday of the month of November, La Kali bi ataya badua saya, le pandele, the first Sunday of the month of October, La si ataya baha, le pandele gebi ataya, zakula baduri hapala badosa la bataya, le matula baduri ha, ikunda la badus ibrantaya, le pandele geteya dasala badua saya, le kulanda vali antaya gados ibi antaya ba, le palagadini hataya gados iba hati antaya, le pali asiba hasiata, Lo korian talaba dos iantaya, zikundele baduri hapanda, shapandele bedea, tulava dosa, li parantaya, katanda vasuntele, ipele gedus, ilanteye gedureha, le parantaya, gaduensele bedundele bada, lapandele gedei batulava dos iliantaya, lekus iviandolo godori atanda vrihasuataya bahasias. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are ushering ourselves into the month, as we have entered into the month of November. Kaduli ataya bada, the month of absolute power. Le malula bataya gadusi di antaya. We are praying that let the heavens be open for us. Let the heavens be open for us. Let men favor us. As the heavens are being opened, let the land accept us. Let the earth accept us. Wherever we find ourselves, whether we are in Ghana, whether we are in Africa, whether we are in Europe, whether we are in Asia, let the land they accept us. As we have entered into the new month, we pray by divine authority in the name above every other name that we declare when we petition God that let the earth accept us. Let the land which our our footsteps, our pawn, accept us in the name of Jesus. We bind principalities over the land. We bind powers over the land. We bind spirit over the land. In the name of Jesus, in the spirit that we have been sold to in this particular month of November, we declare by divine authority, in the name above every other name, as the heavens are being opened, as the land has accepted us, we pray that let them be captured in the name of Jesus. Let them be arrested in the name of Jesus. In this particular month, we shall not struggle. We break any hostility. We break any contentment. We break any form of covering. In the name of Jesus, we hijack the enemy in the atmosphere. We hijack the enemy on land. We hijack the enemy in sea. We hijack the enemy in the atmosphere. We pray that let our door of utterances be open. Let the gates of access be open to us. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy that we shall not be a casualty this particular month. We shall not be victims of casualty, but we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, labadala matula vados even hantaya le palangala matuli hatuli havasi ataya lapandere beyataya baha. We pray in the name of Jesus that any giftings of ours, that it has been covered. That it has been covered, that the enemy has covered. We pray in the name above every other name, that let it be uncovered, 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 in the name of Jesus. Let it be uncovered, let it be uncovered, let it be uncovered in the name of Jesus. Whoever that has covered you, as a result of what you are pregnant with, as a result of what you are carrying, we pray by divine authority in the name of Jesus. We pray by divine authority in the name above every other name, that ye kaduli ataya siba hatanda la panduli gedea sataya ivalu atundi kis atula badus rasutele badus salabataya vatus iviantaya le pandili gedee matula badus olombal hataya lakus iviantele gedee zintele madus ivrahantaya la para Kadini hete, Zapandele ketea madus iviantaya, Lakwandele baduri hataya madus orianta, Lori hasi prahasita, Lepande krihasola madusa, Vatus ibrahatuli madus ibrahaka, Lokopande brihasola baduri depa, Lakus iviante yamaduri atonde brihasota, Lakwende brihason tologodori hata, Le parakatala madus ibrata yagaduso, Le pariata yagadus ibanduru, Lakwande leveduri hasanda, Lapande leketur hasita la. Baduasa, Vecus Ilian Telebado, La Pandele Ketonda, Kusandele Matula Baduasa, La Baduasa, lift up your voice, Le Pania Tayaga Dus Alabaduha, La Kundele Gedias Yafa, La Pandele Ketiantaya, Abandolo Kotola Badus Ibran Tayabadaha, La Pandele Ketia, Le Matula Badua, this particular man, the spirit of infirmity will not have an apart by your life. Eh, Matula Badosa, Le Kondala, Lupandala Katuasala, Le Fandus Itala Gadus Oranta. Lekundiri ataya badus iantaya bado la solo godori ataya ependele baduri hapala gadi ataya zepandolo godori ataya. We arrest the spirit of bodily affliction. We arrest the spirit of pain, resentment. We arrest the spirit of tribulation. Enough is enough this particular month. Yepala gadori anteya gadosaya vatus iliantaya gaduri ataya le matula badus iliantaya lakundele baduri hetenda zatundele masun Tele Gadusa, Vaswende Lebe, Lipanda Galamato, Zipanto Solo Godoria, Le Koran Salaba Guantele, Ivaluan Tele Gadosa, La Bahasa, Vasuli Atonde, Lapande Cus Avandolo Cotola, Landuli Apala Gaduasili Badosa, Rasitele Badus Ibantaya, Vacus Iliantea Badus, Le Malun Hapanda, Ukonda La Madud Hasintele, Le Paragadir Hatonda, Rakapadir Hetensaya, Ukundaria Tayabadus Ibiantula, Le Kuranta ya gaduri hapande zakule hebando korianta ya bagoa iliando losondo kupande zakupande sele madus ibanda le kolan salaga duri hatande ibando sondili atola la fanuri atonda baruanta la basunte mpundali satindele Zetua lavaburi hapande, Ikuan savando koranta ya babusi anteye, Le parante yangoro sotonda, Ikuentele gaduri ha, Izintolo madus ivando logoto, Lansuli atonda vriansi kepando, Iliantolo maduri hapanda kasanteye, Iliantolo masivra hasike, Lakunda riasivra hasuondeli, Le maluri hatonda varuanta ya gado, Iliantolo masunte le gede matula basunta, Le kumbala masunte ye gede, Lakus iliantolo Kolobodori, Lima Ron Salabaduri Hataya Badosaya, Lakundelege De Matulabado Salabada, Langolobodori Hasibra, Le Paransile Gador Hataya, Le Palagaduan de Libasun de Libaduha, Lakundele Baduataya. This particular month, I fortify you in the name of Jesus. La Pandelege Sendele Madunde, Linda Lakatunda Labasun Taya Badosa, Le Colan Salabaduri Hatande Lebatu, Ivando Lugutonda Labaduri Hasin Telegade, Lampa Lugode Batula Badosa, Lipalagadiri Hatanda, Elen Talagaduri Hasin Delegaduri, Ranselege De Matunda, Ifentologodori Hataya Badosa Laba, Lankuli Atonda Lebadusa, Iviantologodori Hatanda, Isiantologodori Hatir Asin Talabadosa. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Once again, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asumede, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. I welcome you into the month of October. I welcome you to the month of October, and it has been declared. It has been declared as our month of absolute power, as our month of absolute power, absolute power, absolute power, absolute power. Hey, absolute power. La katala badahatayas. I welcome to you. I welcome you to this particular month. It is our month of absolute power, absolute power, absolute power, absolute power, absolute power. I officially welcome you to the month of October, our month of absolute power. Welcome. It is so joyous. It is so joyous that you made it to the other side. Many couldn't make it. Many couldn't make it. But if you have been able to cross over from that particular month to this particular month, then I say that it is an honor. It is an honor. It is by grace. It is by grace. It is an honor. It is by grace that you are in. It is by grace that you have gotten your seat. It is by grace that you have received the sure mercies of God this particular month. La ba la ba da bahasaya bahasias shebretete krehepesiates. In the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be dwelling on this particular scripture. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 26. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 26, the Bible says, "Is a lift up your eyes on high. Is a lift up your eyes on high. And behold, who has created these things? He said, and behold, who has created these things? That bringeth out their host by numbers. That bringeth out their host by numbers. He called them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power. Not one failure. Not one failure." What stands to reason that this particular month, there are a lot of things that came with by the power of God. There are a lot of things. There are a lot of things. There are a lot of things that came with by the power of God. There are a lot of things. But I came to submit to you, I came to declare to you that according to the power of God, you shall receive it. Whatever that it is embedded in this particular month of October that you are looking forward to receive, I came to declare to you as a prophet of God, as an apostle of God, that you shall receive it in the name of Jesus. You shall receive it in the name of Jesus. You shall receive it in the name of Jesus. You shall receive it in the name of Jesus. You shall receive it in the name of Jesus. That says the Lord. He said, "Lift up your eyes on high in this month of October 2021, and he will honor you, your request for the things in great number with absolute power." With absolute power, God is going to grant you these things. The assets with absolute power, you shall receive it. The financial breakthrough with absolute power, you shall receive it. The open heavens with absolute power, you shall receive it. Jewelries, fleet of cars with absolute power, you shall receive it. It's a shoes, clothes, marriages, traveling, healing with absolute power, you shall receive it. Peace, tranquility, and among others, with absolute power, God has taken an oath. God has taken an oath that he will honor you with those things in this month of absolute power. In the name of Jesus, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Our month of absolute power. 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 Be careful in this particular month. Don't joke with our messages. Don't joke with Purple Fire Online Ministry. Don't joke with Purple Fire Online Ministry. This particular month, our month of absolute power, God is about to do certain things. He's about to move in the atmosphere. He's about to meander in the atmosphere. He's about to capture certain things and hand it over to you. He's about to break certain doors. He's about to break certain walls. He's about to command the atmosphere, command certain things to favor you, command the celestial beings to work for you. this particular man, Adila Ataya, Zekut Alabrahasitas, Zeparia Takus Ibrahatias, Iperia Toria Tansataya, Lekul Hasibrahasita, Lefria Suni Hatonda Vrihasuataya, Liku Hosibrahasua. This is the interpretation of the tongue that I just made. He said, I, the Lord, have sent my servant to speak to you. Never be doubt about the words he is speaking. I, the Lord, have taken an oath that I will honor your request unto you through purple fire online ministry. Father, we bless you. We bless you. What is an absolute power? What does it mean to have an absolute power? An absolute power simply means power without limit. Power without limit. Power without limit. Very great. The largest degree of power. The largest degree of power. Power without limit. Power without limit. Power without limit. Power without limit. At this particular month, I pray, whatever that it is limitless in your life, that you got to receive, that you have not received, we pray by divine authority, in the name above every other name, that by the absolute power, power without limit, power without limit, by the absolute power of God, in this month of October, hey, Latala Badus Ibhataya, this month of October is my birthday. My birthday falls in this particular month of October. I declare and I prophesy, as we have declared, as the month, this month, as the month of absolute power, Itelegri Hatola Basayas, Lepa Liatala Basus, Zikutanda Brihasula Bahataya. God is about to do a miracle. 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 I see the hand of God upon it. And I see the purple fire online ministry in the palms of God. And I see the tears of humanity that has come in before God. And God said, tell them, tell my people. He said, tell my people that this month, Etele Basuas, Zapalagadaya, Ikula Badus Ibrahataya, Le Palagada. Let me codify my language in the language of heaven. Ipelegra atola basa, la kuhotele manus ifataya, la prasu tele babua, la kuandele basua talababuas. I'm prophetic. I'm speaking to an angel that is beside certain lady watching me, called Stephanie. Or as you're watching me, the Lord is speaking and ministering to me, to your angel, that the Lord, that the angel should take very good care of your family, because there is a tragedy of death coming. Prophetically, I see death coming. I see death coming for your husband. You call Stephanie. The Lord says, prophetically, as I was ministering, and he said to me, he said, let me codify your language and speak to the angel of that oversees that particular house. To the angel that oversees that particular house. Stephanie, that the Lord is about to do a new thing. There is death hovering around your husband. There is death hovering around your husband. And if you're watching me right now, you know me personally. And I know you watch my videos. And the Lord is speaking to me prophetically whilst I'm ministering to you, whilst I'm doing the ministration, that I should speak in the language of heaven to the angel in your house. To the angel in your house. And that angel, in the codified language of heaven, he will know what he ought to do. That your husband will be released from the tragedy of death. He shall not be a victim of casualty. It will not be through a car accident. It will come through food poisoning. It will come through food poisoning. I came to pray and I came to declare over that young man. Let the angel of the Lord take over. Let the angel of the Lord take over. Let the angel of the God take over. Let the angel of the Lord take over. In the mighty name of Jesus. So an absolute power. An absolute power. An absolute power simply means power without limits. Power without limits. Power without limits. Power without limits. I pray and I declare that if you lack power, receive power without limits. I connect you to power. I connect you to power. From this day, as my tongue emits power, I channel power to you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Power without limits. Very great. The largest degree of power. Absolute power. That is how the Lord asked me to declare this particular month, my birthday month, as the month of absolute power. Absolute power. La bada bala bataya. Another scripture reference will be taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, it says, so I return and consider all the oppressions that I have done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. On the other side of their oppressors, there was power, but they had no comforter. I pray and I declare that you shall not be after the order of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 1, whereby you be in oppression, but on the other side of the oppression there is power, but you don't have a comforter. So you just don't know how to bridge the gap between your affliction, your oppression towards where the power of God is. I pray and I declare in the name of Jesus, this particular week you will receive knowledge. You will receive an advanced knowledge, a wisdom that will cause you, that will enable you to bridge the gap between the oppressors and power. La padaba la bataya bahasaya tayas. La pandele gebeyasiya taya bahasiya tayas. Le balaga duri hafara gadu asamas. Zepali antaya gadus ivhasiya tayas. Zakuandele bedu la badus ivhataya dahasiyas. Matu abrahasiya taya. Child of God, so far as you live under the sun, you are bound to go through oppression. 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 But a continuous oppression with a comforter leads, without a comforter, leads to that discouragement and death. A continuous oppression. Without a comforter, it will lead you to discouragement, and it will lead you to death. It will lead you to discouragement, and it will lead you to death. But I pray and I declare that I see your comforter coming. That is the Holy Spirit. I see your comforter coming. That is the Holy Ghost. I see your comforter coming. That is Christ Jesus. I see your comforter coming. That is the word of the Lord. I see your comforter coming. I see your comforter coming. He is coming with a great speed. He is coming with a great speed. He is coming with a great flight. He is coming with a great flight. I see innumerable company of angels coming in with a great speed, with a great flight. I pray and I declare that they shall touch you, whoever that you are watching me, whether you are listening to me on Spotify, whether you are listening to me on Apple Podcast, whether you are watching me on YouTube, whether you are watching me on Instagram, whether you are watching me on WhatsApp status, on Facebook status. I pray and I declare by divine authority, whether you are also watching me on Twitter, I pray and I declare in the name of Jesus that your comforter is coming. Your comforter is coming. Your comforter is coming. Your comforter is coming. Let the door to your comforter be open. Let the access to your comforter be open. In the name of Jesus, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Your comforter is coming. Do not be discouraged. Your comforter is coming. Do not be discouraged. Your comforter is coming. For I see your comforter. I see your comforter. The hands of your comforter have been lifted high. It has been lifted high. It has been lifted high. It has been lifted high. Some of you, your comforter may be me. Some of you, your comforter may be me. Those whom your comforter is me. I came to submit to you in the name above every other name. I came to propagate the gospel. I pray to submit the word of the Lord to you, that through the word of the Lord you shall be delivered. Through the word of God you shall be delivered. Through the word of God you shall be delivered. So shall it be. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus, I see the tables turning around. I see the tables turning around. I see the tables turning around. I see the whole atmosphere being charged. I see it being charged. I see it being charged with the power of the Holy Ghost. He is our ever-present helper. Our ever-present helper. Our ever-present helper. Yea, he is present. In the name of Jesus. In all things, he is present. Wherever you find yourself, he is present. Even in our darkest moment, he is present. So an oppression without a comforter leads to discouragement and death. An oppression. Without a comforter leads to discouragement and death. Prophetically, I declare by your life that in this month of absolute power, may the power of God catapult you. May the power of God catapult you. May the power of God catapult you to your next level of life, your next level of freedom and peace, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is just an introduction to the month. I just introduced you to the month of October. That is our month of absolute power. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We declare by divine authority in the name above every other name. We silence the voice of the enemy in our life. We hijack the hands of the enemy over the agendas of men. We pray and we declare that let them be captured in cages. Let them be captured in bands. In the name of Jesus. In this particular month, the enemy will not have an upper hand over our life. An upper hand over our destiny. And the enemy will not exact upon us at midnight. for it to manifest in daytime. This particular man, we shall exert upon our enemies. We shall have an upper hand over our enemies. We shall cover our enemies with our mantle. We shall defeat our enemies wherever they find themselves, with the power of God, with the Holy Ghost leading us, and with God the Father backing us, and with Christ Jesus teaching us the way. We declare by divine authority in the name of Jesus that, hey, we have taken charge. That, hey, we have taken charge, and your people have taken their seat. That, hey, we have taken charge. We have taken dominion in this particular month of October in the name of Jesus. God bless you so much. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Sariashmini. And the title of today's sermon, or today's message, is The Five Levels of Light. The Five Levels of Light. The Five Levels of Light. The title of today's sermon is The Five Levels of Light. The Five Levels of Light. The Five Levels of Light. What comes in the minds of believers when we say lights? What does it mean? What does light mean? Light simply means a divine presence that makes vision possible. Light simply means a divine presence that makes vision possible. So without light, vision is impossible. Light simply means a divine presence, a special divine presence that makes vision possible. Without it, vision is impossible. Without light, vision is impossible. Without light, you cannot see. Your optical eyes cannot pick up certain things in the atmosphere. Either in the realm of the natural or the realm of the supernatural. Without light, you just can't see. You just can't see. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Psalm 119 verses 105. Turn your Bible with me to Psalm 119 verse 105. The Bible says, "Is that thy word is a lamp unto my feet." Is that thy word? Is that thy word? It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And a light unto my path. As a student of the Bible, you got to understand that there are five levels of light. And there are five levels of light. The first one is the revelatory lights. The revelatory lights. The revelatory light. The second one is the artistry light. The artistry light. The artistry light. The third one is the liberation light. The liberation light. The liberation light. The fourth one is the great light. The great light. The great light. And the fifth is the light of the world. The light of the world. The light of the world. Quickly, I'm going to take you through it. But I'm starting with the first one. That is the revelatory light. What is a revelatory light? Or what is revelatory light? Revelatory light reveals and unveils an information or mystery that you have never seen or realized before. I take it again. A revelatory light reveals, unveils an information or a mystery that you have never seen before. That you have never seen before. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Psalm 119 verses 130. Psalm 119 verses 130. The Bible says, "Is that the entrance of thy words giveth light." Is that the entrance of thy words? It giveth light. It giveth understanding. And unto the simple. Is that the entrance of thy words give us light. It give us understanding unto the simple. This stands to reason that every word of God has an entrance and an exit. Child of God, every word of God has an entrance and it has got an exit. Beyond this entrance is where you will have a direct contact with the revelatory lights. Beyond this light, you will have a direct contact with the revelatory light. And one of the benefits of the revelatory light is an understanding to the simple. It is understanding to the simple. It is understanding to the simple. I declare about whoever that needs understanding right now, whoever that is watching me on YouTube by name Janet, whoever that is watching me on YouTube by name Janet Ampong, that you lack understanding, that you lack understanding, that you lack understanding, that in the name of Jesus, I release it upon you in the name of Jesus. Janet, you are from Akimoda. Janet, you are from Akimoda. As a matter of fact, you belong to a particular group of church. But the Lord is ministering to me that I should tell you, Janet Ampong, that I should tell you that in the name of Jesus, 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the understanding. I also see a name by name. I see somebody by name, a lady by name, Amponsa. The Lord is ministering to me. You are from Swedro. The Lord is ministering to me that I should tell you that receive that particular understanding. Receive that particular understanding. Receive that particular understanding in the name of Jesus. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Psalm 105 verse 19. The Bible says, is that until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Child of God, until that your revelatory prophecies comes to your doorstep, the word of the Lord will try you. Until your revelatory prophecies come to your doorstep, the word of the Lord will try you. So I speak to those who are frail. I speak to those who are timid. I speak to those who are sad. I speak to those who are going through pain and resentment and anger. I speak to those who are sitting and waiting that the Lord will speak. That in the name of Jesus, you shall receive your word of the Lord. The Bible says that until the word of Joseph came, the word of the Lord tried him. Until his word came, until his word of a season came, the word of the Lord tried him. What does it mean when the word of the Lord tries you, child of God? What does it mean when the word of the Lord tries you? The word of the Lord will cause you to be tested and tried. The word of the Lord will cause you to go through affliction, bodily affliction, after the order of Paul. The word of the Lord will cause you to go through death after the order of Stephen. The word of the Lord will cause you to be crucified after the order of Christ Jesus. That is how the word of the Lord will try you. That is how the word of the Lord will test you. The word of the Lord will test you like David and Bathsheba. That is how the word of the Lord will try you. The word of the Lord will cause you to go through tribulations here and there, The word of the Lord will cause men to even hate you when you are being tried. The word of the Lord will cause you to go through all things, all these things. That is what it means when the word of the Lord tries you, you go through tests, you go through trials and tribulations. Through these tests and trials and tribulation, will you have a direct contact with the revelatory light? Remember, we are still dealing with the revelatory light under the five levels of light. The revelatory light. Quickly turn your Bible also with me to Lamentations chapter 3 verse 36 to 37. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 36 to 37. The Bible says, to subvert a man in his course, the Lord approved it not. Is that to subvert a man in his course? To subvert a man in his course, the Lord approved it not. Verse 37. Is that who is he that saith and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? He said, who is he? That young gentleman speaking at the back of your house. He said, who is he? That prophet, that old whack prophet that is prophesying doom into your life. He said, who is he? The Lord is asking, who is he? That say it, and it come to pass. Who is he? He said, that lady that told you that you had a dream and so, this will happen to you and that will happen to you. The Lord is asking me that I should tell you that, who is he? He said, who is he? That's saying out of his time, out of his mind, and it cometh to pass. He said, who is he? The Lord says, I should tell you, is that I have not ordained anybody to speak to you. God has not ordained any prophet to speak to you. God has not ordained any prophet to speak doom to you. He said, he, the Lord, knows how to minister to you. God has not ordained any prophet to speak to you. Because they will speak mysteries and that will end up in pain, in great pain and in great deaths. So I pray for whoever that certain people are speaking ill about your life. Certain prophets have gathered over your name, your picture, and they are making incantations. I pray and I declare that it shall come to naught, 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 it shall come to naught in the name of Jesus. He said, who is he that saying? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. It takes the revelatory knowledge of God and better than the light for a man to know that he has been subverted. It takes the revelatory knowledge. You need this revelatory knowledge. Under the revelatory lights. Under the revelatory lights. To understand that you have been subverted. To understand that you have been even subverted. And on the other hand, it takes this same revelatory light for a man to discern what his enemies are prophesying over his destiny. I pray for whatever that your destiny is prophesying about your destiny, that it shall come to naught. I don't know whatever that they are prophesying, but if they are prophesying positive, I declare in the name of Jesus that let it manifest, that let it manifest, that let it manifest, that let it manifest, that let it manifest in the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I pray for you that in this month of absolute power, you will have an encounter with the revelatory light of God. In the name of Jesus, you have an encounter with the revelatory light of God. In the name of Jesus, you have an encounter with the revelatory knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus. I'm dealing with the five levels of light. The five levels of light. I'm moving on to the second one. The artistry light. The artistry light. What is an artistry light? What is an artistry light? An artistry light reveals and unveils. An artistry light reveals and unveil. An artistry light reveals and unveil a covert and the hidden skills or potentials of a personality for the purpose of creation and reformation. For the purpose of creation and reformation. We're going to turn our Bible with me to Genesis chapter 1 verse 5. Genesis chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible says, I'm reading the Amplified Version. I'm reading the Amplified Version. The Bible says, he said, in the beginning, God prepared. In the beginning, God prepared. He formed, he fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. In the verses where the Bible says, the earth was without form and empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. I love it. How the Bible describes it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord was first moving, then hovering, then brooding upon the face of the earth, upon the face of the waters. In the verses that the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be light, and there was light. In the verses where the Bible says, and God saw that the light was good, suitable and pleasant. I love the way God described it. He said, the light was good. It was suitable and it was pleasant. That is how God creates his things. He sat down. And he said, no, I have created something. He said, with my own capacity and with my own power and knowledge and wisdom as a God. He said, with this, Kadula Atayas. He said, it is good. It is suitable. And it is pleasant for man and myself. And he approved it. And God separated the light from the darkness. In the verse 5, the Bible says, and God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning. One day, and there was evening and there was morning one day. Child of God, one thing that I needed to understand by descending this world is that the artistry skills of God has made the works of God's hands very beautiful. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. In order for you to prepare, form, and create after the likeness of God, you need this artistry light and artistry skill. The artistry light. Prophetically, I declare that you are next in line for creativity and reformation. You are next in line for creativity and reformation. You are next in line for creativity and reformation. You are next in line for creativity and reformation. In the name of Jesus. We will turn the Bible with me to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. The Bible says, It's a true faith. We understand that the worlds were framed. I don't know whether you have a frame in your house. It's a true faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Verse 3 says that we don't have only one well. We don't have only one well. There are other wells. There are other wells. But earth is the only well that God has given to the sons of men. Earth is the only well that God has given to the sons of men. Which stands to reason that God in his own wisdom has created other wells. He has created other worlds. That is why we have a world called the underworld. That is how we have the world called the principality realm, the principality jurisdiction. That is how we have the world called the witchcraft covens. It is a world. That is how we have other worlds called the marine kingdom. It is a world. And there is something I have seen by revelatory knowledge and by the eye of the prophetic. That there is something beyond the underworld. There is a world beyond the underworld. And we also have the other planets. These can also be called other worlds. Other worlds. It's a true faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen, were not made of things which do appear. So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. As a student of the Bible, you must understand that when you have access to the artistic light of God, you can create, you can invent, you can innovate anything that is embedded in the womb of the supernatural. You can. Young gentleman, that app that you are creating, I came to encourage you that keep on building the coast. You can do it. Keep on building the coast. You can do it. Keep on building the coast. You can do it. Keep on building a course. You can do it. You can create that app. You can create that app. You can innovate that app. Young lady, that business you want to create, I pray and I declare over you that you shall have a divine helper. Somebody is about to help you. A young man is coming 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 to help you. In the name of Jesus. Things which do not exist naturally dwells in the supernatural. And if you have the artistry light, you can bring it into the being or into the natural. If you have the artistry light, you can bring it into being or into the natural. So I'm dealing with the five levels. I'm dealing with the five levels of light. The five levels of light. I'm still on the artistry light. The artistry light. The artistry light. Quickly turn your Bible with me to Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. The Bible says, is that as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. This is the gentleman Abraham that God is speaking to. Is that for as it is written? For as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him. Whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be as though they were. So by revelation we understood that God used the artistry light to quicken the dead. God uses the artistry light to quicken the dead and to call things which be not as though they were, and to call things which they be not as though they were. I pray for those who are watching me, that wants to innovate, those who are watching me, that wants to bring something that they have seen in the dream world. I pray for those people that in the name of Jesus, receive that wisdom, receive that enablement, receive that power, receive that grace here in the name of Jesus. Receive the artistry light, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare after the artistry light of God that let every dead thing in your life be resurrected in the name of Jesus. Every dead thing in your life, whether it is your marriage, whether it is your marriage, whether it is your date, whatever that it is, whether it is business, whether it is health, whether it is traveling, whether it's your peace of mind, whether it is your dwelling place, I pray for anything that is dead in your life. In this month of absolute power, I declare by divine authority that yea, let it be resurrected. Let it be resurrected in the name of Jesus. I'm moving on to the third one. I'm dealing with the five levels. The five levels. The five levels. The five levels of light. 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 The third one is the liberation light. The liberation light. The liberation light. The liberation light. Liberation light is a light that ushers humanity from captivity to freedom. Liberation light. It ushers humanity from captivity to freedom. So if you're in captivity, I pray that may you receive this particular light. In the mighty name of Jesus. This week, this month, this year, receive the liberation light. Receive the liberation light. Receive the liberation light in the name of Jesus. We're going to turn the Bible with me to Job chapter 3 verse 20. Job chapter 3 verse 20. The Bible says, he said, wherefore is light given to him that is in misery. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery. And life unto the bitter in soul. And life unto the bitter in soul. And life unto the bitter in soul. Child of God, I need to understand that misery and bitterness, it is an unseen but felt captivity that dwells in the soulish realm. It is an unseen and bitterness, misery and bitterness, it is an unseen but felt captivity. What stands to reason that you can't see misery, but you can feel it? You can't see misery, but you can feel it. You can't see bitterness, but you can feel it. So it is an unseen but felt captivity that dwells in the soulish realm. It dwells in your soul. It dwells in your soul. That is a soulish realm. Every man is made up of three things: the spirit, the body, and the soul. So misery and bitterness dwells in the soulless realm. This stands to reason that in order for one to be delivered or be granted his or her freedom, one has to contact the liberation light for a divine restoration. For a divine restoration. So therefore, I declare by divine authority, in the name above every other name, that in the name of Jesus, 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 receive this particular divine restoration. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. You shall be liberated. In the name of Jesus. Through Christ who strengthened us, you shall be liberated. 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 In the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I declare your total release from any form of captivity. From any form of captivity. Either you are being sentenced to death. Either you are being sentenced to life imprisonment. Either you are being sentenced in anywhere. I pray for your total deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. We will turn the Bible with me to Job chapter 12 verse 22. Job chapter 12 verse 22. The Bible says, he discovereth deep things out of darkness. He discovereth deep things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. And bringeth out to light the shadow of death. Child of God, the absence of light is gross darkness. The darkness most often withhold important information and secret for your liberation. That is what the darkness do. That is what the darkness do. It withholds important information. But until you come to the limelight of liberation, you may never have access to these deep secrets and important information centered around your captivity. Prophetically, I declare that any deep mysteries centered around your captivity, I see God demystifying it in the name of Jesus. I see God demystifying it in the name of Jesus. I see God demystifying it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then also turn the Bible with me to Job chapter 22, verse 28. I'm still dealing with the five levels of light. The five levels of light. And we are on the third one. That is the liberation light. The liberation light. The liberation light. In Job chapter 22, verse 28, the Bible says, thou also shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. And the light shall shine upon thy ways. A decree. What is a decree? What is a decree? A decree is an order or statement of an official decision. A decree is an order or a statement of an official decision. As a student of the Bible, you must understand that words proceeding out of your mouth, whilst you are in a captivity has an influence in your liberation. It has an influence in your liberation. It has an influence in your liberation. Words that you speak, words that you speak when you go through emotional tortures, emotional pain, great pain, whilst you are going through your tribulation, whilst you are going through your pain. The Bible says that after the gentleman Joseph met his siblings, he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good. These are words that came out of his heart whilst he was in pain. He said, my folks, my family, my siblings, they meant it for my evil, but God turned it around for my good. And lo and behold, it was turned around for his good. I pray for whoever that is after the order of Joseph, when he was being captured in Egypt, that in the name of Jesus, 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 I see God turning around for your good. I see God turning around for your good. I see God turning around for your good. In the name of Jesus. As a student of the Bible, you must understand that words proceeding out of your mouth whilst you are in a captivity has an influence in your life. It has an influence in your life. So this month, I pray and I declare that in the name of Jesus, there shall be a turnaround. There shall be a turnaround. There shall be a turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. We're still dealing with the five levels of light. The five levels of light. The fourth one is the great light. The great light. The great light. The great light. This great light is the summation of all the celestial bodies, such as the sun, the moon, stars, and among others. So that is what the great light entails. That is what the great light entails. Quickly turn the Bible with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 19. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The Bible says, For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the manifestation of the sons of God. For the manifestation of the sons of God. Child of God, the ignorance of many Christians pertaining to this particular scripture has made a lot to struggle in life as they climb their next sphere of life. As they climb their next sphere of life, they struggle because they do not have advanced knowledge concerning this particular scripture. Indeed, not only angelic forces have a hand in the uplifting of all humanity or Christians, but the celestial bodies has a hand in it too. They are waiting for our manifestation. So therefore, I pray for whoever that you're watching me, that this year you shall manifest. The sun will cause you to manifest. The moon will cause you to manifest. The stars will cause you to manifest. The celestial bodies of God will cause you to manifest. They are waiting for our manifestation. 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 I pray and I declare in the name of Jesus, in the name above every other name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that you shall manifest. You shall manifest. You shall manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. Also in verses 20, the Bible says, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the children of this dark age are wiser than the children of light. They always deploy these celestial bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, to work for them. And that has made these creatures to subject to vanity, instead of rendering help to the children of light. So the children of darkness, they understand these keys. They know these keys by heart. But the children of light, they lack the knowledge, they lack the understanding concerning this particular key. That it has been programmed by heaven. That God has endorsed it. That the moon should help you as a son of God. The stars should help you as a son of God. The sun should help you as a son of God. The sun shouldn't smite you as a son of God. The moon shouldn't smite you as a son of God. The star shouldn't smite you as a son of God. It shouldn't smite you as a son of God. They have been commanded by God. They have been created by God. For the sons of God, not the children of the darkness, not the children of Lucifer, but it is purpose for the children of God. So therefore I declare, by divine authority, in the name above every other name, by divine petition, that let the sun begin to work for you. Let the sun begin to work for you. Let the moon begin to work for you. Let the moon begin to work for you. Let the stars begin to work for you. Let the stars begin to work for you. Let the celestial beings, with the inclusion of angels, begin to work for you. Begin to work for you in this particular month of absolute power. In the name of Jesus, any power, any principality, any ruler of darkness, any spiritual host of wickedness that will stand in the gates, that will stand as a defiance, today working for you, let them be arrested by the arm of the Lord. Let the arm of God smite them on their cheekbone. Let the arm of God smite them on their cheekbone. Let the arm of God smite them on their cheekbone in the name of Jesus. Prophetically, I see that there's going to be a turnaround in the atmosphere, in the life of believers. There's going to be a turnaround. 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 There's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. In the life of believers, in the life of the children of God, there's going to be a turnaround. There's going to be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. I'm moving on to the verses 21, Romans chapter 8. Verses 21, the Bible says, is that because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Child of God, I need you to understand that ignorance of the purpose of a thing will result in abuse. Ignorance of the purpose of a thing will always result in abuse. The children of this dark age has hijacked the celestial bodies for their selfish gain. And these creatures need you and I to regain its freedom. So the sun wants to regain its freedom. Child of God, the sun wants to regain its freedom. The moon wants to regain its freedom. The stars want to regain its freedom. Certain classes of angels want to regain their freedom. Certain categories of celestial beings want to regain their freedom. Because the children of the dark world have hijacked them to work for them. They have hijacked them for selfish gain. And the Lord has sent you to minister to you. That let your eyes be illuminated. Let illumination be granted unto you. As we are studying the five levels of light. As we are studying the five levels of light. And we are dwelling on the great light. That is the celestial beings. I pray and I declare that you shall understand their word. You shall understand their purpose. After the order that God created. In the name of Jesus. Receive that access. Receive that access. Receive that access in the mighty name of Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verses 22. Romans chapter 8, verse 22, the Bible says, is that for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Is that for we know? Yeah, we know. We the sons of God, we know. Is that the Bible says that our spirit bear witness with the Spirit of God that we are the sons of God. It's that we are the sons of God. It's that for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. 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 Prophetically, I declare that any celestial bodies that have been programmed to assist you in life, that the children of this dark age have diverted its course for selfish gain, I decree a turnaround in the name of Jesus. I decree a turnaround. I decree a turnaround. I echo my voice into the depth of the region. After the voice of God, the Bible says that the voice of God thundereth in the cities of Lebanon. We pray and we declare by divine authority that let the voice of God thunder their regions, thunder their dwellings, thunder their strongholds, thunder their thrones, thunder their powers, thunder their fake authority in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm dealing with the five levels of light. The five levels of light. The five levels of light. The fifth one is the light of the world. 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 That is the Son of God. That is the Son of God. That is the Son of God. Quickly turn your Bible with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. And as I read, John chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In the verses 4, the Bible says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. He said, in him was light. And the life was the light of man. In the verse 5, the Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. It's that when Christ Jesus came on the scene, the devil comprehended him not. The devil did everything he could, but he comprehended him not. When Christ Jesus came on the scene, the great light, the light of the world, the light of the world, is that the devil couldn't do nothing. He could do nothing. He comprehended it not. In the verses, the Bible says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. In the verses, the Bible says that he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. What stands to reason that under this particular light of the world, there was a pronouncement. There was an announcement. There was a divine pronouncement. There was a divine announcement before the light came on the scene. Isaiah prophesied about it. John also came to speak about it. Before the light came on the scene, there was a pronouncement. There was an announcement. Under all these five lights, there was nothing like a pronouncement. Nobody announced any of these lights. But the light of the world, there was a divine announcement. God announced him. I pray for whoever that is watching me, that this particular month, if you are an unbeliever and you have not had an encounter with this light of the world, I pray and I declare that in the name of Jesus, you shall have an encounter with the light of the world, because he has been pronounced. There has been a divine pronouncement. There has been a divine announcement of his coming, and he came, and he has left, and he has left us a comforter, and that is the Holy Ghost. And they have a Father called God the Father, the light of the world, 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 the light of the world. I pray for whoever that is you are watching me, that you just got to be connected to the light of the world. You just got to be connected to the light of the world. The light of the world. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that you shall have an encounter with the light of the world. In the verses 9, the Bible says, that was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Is that this is the true light? This is the true light. This is the true light. This is the true light. Is that this is the true light? That is the Christ Jesus. That is the gentleman Jesus. Is that that is the true light? Is that he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He said he came unto his own, but his own never received him. His own didn't receive him. Child of God, I'm dealing with the five levels of light, and this is the last light. That is the light of the world. The light of the world. God bless you so much for watching me. Once again, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asume. I pray for whoever that watched me today, whoever that had an encounter with me online, I declare by divine authority that you shall experience all these five levels of light. In the name of Jesus, you shall experience it. Either two, either three, either four, either five. But I pray for that grace, the grace to withhold this message. In the name of Jesus, the grace to withhold this message. It is a revelatory language of book. It is a revelatory book. I pray and I declare that in the name of Jesus, you shall understand this message. In the name of Jesus. God bless you so much for watching me. Have a lovely Sunday. Bye-bye.